Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has been meeting with Britain Prime Minister David Cameron. The two leaders were expected to cover the fight against the Islamic State group, efforts to stabilize the Middle East, and Europe's refugee crisis. They were also expected to discuss the June 23rd referendum in which British voters will decide whether their country remains in the European Union. The president stepped into the debate with a column published in a British newspaper in which he urged Britain to stay in the EU. Mr. Obama's statements drew a sharp rebuke from those who back Britain's exit, including London Mayor Boris Johnson.
I do think it's perverse that we're being urged by the United States to embroil ourselves ever more deeply in a system where our laws, 60% of them, are now emanating from the EU, when the United States would not dream of subjugating itself in any way to any other international jurisdiction.
Right-wing UK Independence Party leader Nigel Farage had even stronger words for the US president, saying he should butt out. Leaders from as many as 170 nations are in New York to sign the Paris Agreement on climate change. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told the gathering they must take action to stop global warming.
Together, let us turn the aspirations of Paris into action. As we show by the very act of signing today, the power to build a better world is in your hands.
The agreement, though signed in New York, will still have to be ratified in each of the signing countries. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA News. An autopsy.